when we started, of course, had no idea that he would, within 4 months, he would be gone. And of course, so that changed the film. Part of what this film is about the way someone dies. And the way in which Roger lived those last 4 months, as I observed and filmed, was, I thought, moving and courageous, and really captured a lot of the qualities that I had hoped to capture anyway, which is, here's a guy that continues to work, continues to live his life, continues to be engaged, has a great sense of humor, and will and determination. I mean, all of those things were there, I think, in those last 4 months, even though he passed away before we could finish the film.
In those last couple of months, what was it like to be around him and Chaz while you were filming?
It was at times great, and then it was at times, you know, it was hard, because you could see how hard it was on them, and you could see how hard it was on Chaz. You know, Chaz had been, and Roger, had both been down this road in a way before, you know, on several occasions. It was hard for me to know, and frankly, it was hard for Chaz to know if this was indeed just another, you know, obstacle to be surmounted, or whether this was indeed the last chapter, as it were. I think it wasn't until very late in the day that it became really clear to Chaz that this time it was different.
One example of the struggles that we're seeing in the last months of his life, there's a scene when he's returning home from the hospital, and he's not in a very good place. He doesn't feel well. He doesn't want to get out of his wheelchair to go up a flight of stairs, and he's motioning for his notebook and you know, visibly, you know, arguing with Chaz. It's a very real moment, and, you know, how did you feel uncomfortable doing this scene?
Well, you know, I was shooting that day, and I was behind them, as you see when you see the scene unfold. You are viewing all of it from behind them, from behind Chaz and Roger, as they're in this very tight doorway leading up to the steps. And yes, it was very uncomfortable to film. It's just like it was uncomfortable for them to go through it, you know, camera or no camera. And I remember at the time thinking, you know, they might at any moment kind of turn around to me and say, Steve, stop shooting, you know, just stop. And I would have, you know, I would have stopped, of course, and understood that. But they didn't. And I think they partly didn't because they were in the middle of it, and it was a tense moment for them, and I was behind them, and so to some degree, I think they kind of forgot about me because they had more important matters to attend to, which was this, you know, this disagreement over how to navigate the stairs. But way to their credit, they never once after that said to me, you know, that day you filmed, you know, does that need to be in the movie? You know, they never once came back and asked that. At one point, months down the road, as I was nearing completion of an edit on the film, Chaz asked me if that scene was in the movie, and I said yes, and she said, I kind of figured it was. And that's it, you know, and I think that's, again, to their credit, because I think it was a hard thing. But as Chaz talks about it in the film, when I interviewed her later and asked her specifically about that moment, she talks about how it's important for people to see that kind of struggle, that that's a kind of struggle that everybody goes through in situations like that. And she's aware that a lot of people have this perception of, or had this perception of Chaz and Roger as sort of like the perfect couple, you know, that they would never have those kind of struggles. They were so much in love with each other. And it's true, they were so much in love with each other, but that doesn't prevent any couple from having those hard moments. And so I think it's great, and they think it's great, or, you know, that kind of moment was in the movie. It's an important moment, I think, for people to see.
The very first thing we hear in this movie is a clip from Roger Ebert, which I assume was maybe early 2000s after he had his initial surgeries, and he said movies were a machine that generates empathy.
We all are born with a certain package. We are who we are. Where we were born, who we were born as, how we were raised. We're kind of stuck inside that person. And the purpose of civilization and growth is to be able to reach out and empathize a little bit with other people. And for me, the movies are like a machine that generates empathy. It lets you understand a little bit more about different hopes, aspirations, dreams, and fears. It helps us to identify with the people who are sharing this journey with us.
Is that what this movie is about?
I hope so. I love that quote because I think he that was at his dedication of his star at Chicago Theater. So that was like in 2005. And I just think he hit the nail on the head in terms of what movies are at their best. And it's you know, what he articulates there, I think, is what I, even though I hadn't articulated it before hearing it from him, it's, you know, it's what I've been trying to do as a filmmaker my whole career, which is to as certainly as a documentary filmmaker, is to have the viewer walk in someone else's shoes for a while, see their lives fresh and through their eyes, and hopefully not sit in judgment of people's lives, not make easy judgments, but help people understand and empathize with the lives of others. And I think, you know, Roger did that in his criticism, but it was all grounded in his own life. I think he was able to look at his own life and all of the struggles that he went through and the adventures he had, and he translated that experience to the movies.